Leil Hashanah Rabbah, Tikkun Leil Hashanah Rabbah, Tov Shin Ayin Zayin, from J.J. Schachter, Hidur Mitzvah.
Where's Aaron Ross? I was born way too early for this. I pressed record and something went on and I don't know what I did. Okay, Shkaya. Brishus Mara da Asra. Do we have an extra handout, an extra set of sheets? Can we pass to Rabbi Neuberger, please? Thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction. It's embarrassing, but very grateful to you. It's an honor to be able to be here again on this occasion on Leil Hashanah Rabbah. It's already been a number of years, and to be invited a few times is wonderful, and to be invited back again is even more special. And one of the reasons why I accept the invitation is because it gives me an opportunity, an annual opportunity, to express Akar Satov to Yomar Da Asra, to Rabbi Neuberger, on behalf of our entire community and on behalf of my own personal family, for everything that he does for all of you and for us, for so many of his hundreds and probably thousands of Talmidim at Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. You're blessed with a jewel, you know that, but now I have a chance to express my personal hakaras hatov, and I want to thank the rabbi very, very much for everything that he stands for and everything that he does. I want to thank Rabbi Ross for working to put all of this together, and the chabura that's been working with you, and you should have kayach to continue your osek b'tzorchei tzibur be'emuna that you do in so many different ways, with extraordinary distinction. I want to thank the sponsors for this evening. You have their names listed on the beginning of the top of the handout for the Yahrzeits, for the memories, for the honor of the community, and for a particular refuah shleima that I have in mind. Let's begin with the first mishnah and the second parak of Maseches Kedushin. Does anybody not have a copy of the handout? Do we have any extra copies? Just keep your hands up and we'll... There are extra copies. Over here in the front. Are there any more? Any others? There's a couple of more over here, please. Thank you. The Mishnah begins the second parak in Maseches Kedushin. Ho'ish mekadesh bo ubishlucho. When it comes to marrying a woman, so a man does a Maseches Kedushin, Hareat Mekudeshes Li. So the Mishnah says that a man is Mekadesh a woman bo by himself, and also Ubishlucho by a messenger. You can send a Shaliach to be Mekadesh a woman for you. Asks the Gemara, Hashta Bishlucho Mekadesh bo Meboya. If you could send a Shaliach, so obviously you could do it yourself. If you can fulfill this act, make it a legitimate act via a messenger, so obviously you could do it by yourself. Hashto b'shlucho mekadesh bo miboya. Why does the Mishnah have to say ho ish mekadesh bo u'bishlucho? Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. That we should know that yes, in fact, it's true you could do it through a shaliach, but if you do it yourself, it's a greater mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. So we would read the Mishnah ho ish mekadesh bo. Better for the person, the man, to do it himself. And if it doesn't work out, then it's also good, ubishlucho. And the Gemara brings a parallel, kihoda Rav Safra machrich resha, and Rava molach shibuta. These are great rabbis who were preparing for Shabbos. So Rav Safra's machrich resha, so he singes the head of the animal. There's hairs on the head of the animal, and here you want to go ahead and you want to hook the animal, so you want to clean it. So Rav Safra himself, he didn't have somebody in the house do it, but he himself was involved in mitzvah. And Rava Malach Shibuta, and Rava salted the fish, L'Kavod Shabbos. He didn't give this over to somebody else. Mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. So with this akdama of the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho, let's take a look on page 2 in the Shailos Tshuvos of the Rivash in Simen Pei Beis. The Rivash, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Sheshes, was one of the great Gedolim who lived in Spain in the 14th century. He died in the beginning of the 15th century. He died in 1408. He was the Talmud of the Ran of Rabbeinu Nissim in the back of the Gemara. We have over 500 tshuvos of the Rivash, and this is number 82. Od Sha'alta. Reuven Sha'asa Shaliach Lekadesh Lo Bi'ir Acheres. Reuven makes a Shaliach to be Mekadesh and Isha for him in a different city. And the Shaliach fulfills the mandate, and he goes to Yena city, and he's Mekadesh the Isha appropriately. We'll see, maybe they're Edim, but we know there's no question that the Shaliach did what he had to do, and he was Mekadesh the woman. And when he was Mekadesh the woman, he made the bracha of Birchas Harrison. And now, ubo ha'isho ha'hi ima shaliach l'mekom Reuven lehi nase lo. So that's only the Maisa Kedusha. Now it comes, they want to get to do the chuppah, they want to do the nisuin. So now they travel, she comes to the place of where her chasan lives, where Reuven lives, and now they want to get married. When they come to this place, ha'isho u'shaliach omrim sheniskatcha l'Reuven al yedei shaliach. Both of them say, the shaliach says, I did the Maisa Kedushin on behalf of Reuven. The woman says, I was Makabel, the Kedushin on behalf of Reuven. Question. Hayitztarech HaBa'al L'katcha Pa'am Shnia B'yodo U'levorech Birchas Erisin Pa'am Acheres Kodem Shetikones L'chupa Im Lav. So now that she's here and now that they're together, so is there an obligation? Does he have an obligation now to do it himself? Until now, the maisa was done al yedei shaliach. And now the question is, now he doesn't need a shaliach, now she's right here in front of him. So is there an inyan for him to do personally nochamal again? He should do now, although for the first time himself, he should do a maisa kedusha. That was the question. V'amarto, ki bozeh haderech mamish bo maisa liyotcha b'Mallorca. Mallorca is an island off of Spain. It's not far from where the Rivash lived. This is mamish what happened. And somebody was mekadesh shenisha al yedei shaliach. The shaliach and the isha show up in the town in Mallorca of the mishalach, of the chasen. V'ratzisa levarev birchas nesuin. You're ready to go, shtela chuppa, and do birchas nesuin. But v'lo hinichacha hachacham, Rabbi Vidal Ephraim Zatzal, Rabbi Vidal Ephraim didn't let you proceed to the next step, to the nisuin, ad sheyikadshenu habal pam shniya biyado, until he himself did it again. So this story mamish happened to you, and in fact you were told that you're not allowed to go directly into the second stage. Now that there's an availability for both of them together, he has to do it himself. V'atam artalo, but you told this Rabbi Vidal Ephraim, we happen to know a little bit about this Rabbi Vidal Ephraim, he was also a Talmud of Rabbeinu Nissim, and Nebuchadnezzar was killed al Kiddush Hashem in Spain earlier in the 14th century. So you said to him when he told you, that you need to allow the Baal or the potential, the future Baal to be Mekadesh again, you said to him, V'alo kvar kitcha shaliach ba'ado. She's already Mekudeshes. V'im yekadshena ha'Baal shenis, and if now you're going to be Mechayev the Baal to do it again, Hare atanosein dofi v'safik v'kedushin arishonim shenasal al yedei shaliach. You're not going to cast aspersions on the first Maisa Kedushin that was done by Shaliach. The Yomron, people are going to say, Shekedushin al yedei shaliach lo shman Kedushin. But we know that's not true. We know you can be Mekadesh al yedei shaliach. So by you being Mechayev the Baal to do a Maisa Kedushin again, you're being Megala that the first Maisa Kedushin wasn't effective. But that's not true. That's what you said to Rabbi Vidal when he told you that you have to allow the Baal to do it. V'hu heishiv l'cha, and he responded, ki ha'raivid zal kosa b'ilchosav, the raivid writes, ki ha'mekadish isha al yedei shaliach, tzorich lekacha pam shnia biyodo, that in fact that's exactly what has to happen, that if he has the opportunity, he should be mekadisher again himself. He's obligated. Tzorich lekacha, mima she'amru chazal, mitzvah bo, yosem mibishlucho. Till now it was mibishlucho. Now it's a chance to do mitzvah bo. So you should do mitzvah bo. Now you have a chance to do it behidu. You want to do it better. You want to do it the right way. Why do you have to be saimach on the shaliach? Amnam shalo lahotzi same shamayim levatalo. Because after all, shahamavarech bracha she'eno tzricha over mishum lo sisa. Tziva, so he said, shalo lahaskir shem shamayim bebracha. Rak sheyoma baruch atah Hashem. Velo baruch atah with the shame of us. You don't say the shame of Adnus. So you somehow compromise on the bracha, but the maisa kedushin has to be done again. And so the question is, dear Rabbi Sheshet, Ritzchak ben Sheshet, what's the halacha? Do I have to insist now that the Isha is back here in the presence of the Baal, that the Baal's Mekadisher again himself, Mitoras Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mibishlucha? So long arichas in the Rivash, the two long columns in the Shalzul Jewish Rivash, and then he gets to this issue, the Ravidal Ephraim in the name of the Ravid. In the middle of the second line, next section. Masha Amalach Ravidal Ephraim Zal. Shah Ravid Zal Kosav Bihil Chosav. Shah Mekadesh Al Yedei Shaliach Tzorech Lachzor Ulekadesh Hu Ba'atzmo B'shas Nisuin. Mimashe Kosav, the Gemara we just saw, Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mibishlucho. Timhani Pe Kodosh Kamoa Ravid Zal Eich Yomar Dovarze. It's a Peledic Ravid. I don't understand. How could the Ravid say this? What is the din of mitzvah bo yosem mi bishlucho? Kisham lo amru ella kishebo lekatsha betchila. So if now you want to be mekadesh anisha, and you have two choices. Either you're mekadesh the ish, or you're mekadesh el yedei shaliach. So then you say, mitzvah bo yosem mi bishlucho. Then mitzvah bo yosem mi bishlucho, aval achash en eskatsha bishlucho. V'yesh edim kan, there's no question that she is a mekudeshes to him via the shaliach, ma mitzvah yesh lachzo mekatsha. Ukvari mekudeshes v'omedes. What are you doing it again for? It's a done deal. It's 100%. Ve'ein zeh ki im po'al ha'batala v'yagia l'rik. You're wasting your time. You're doing narishkeit. Why are you doing it again? Mitzvah bo'yosem b'shlucho is not a relevant category. Dumya, a mori dekatsushtel, dumya demai demai si'alo, ki yodah raf safra machrech reisha, ve'rova molach shibuta, she'im hoya choruch o moluach al yedei acherim, lohoya machrech aladet. Nachem ala rangav orfen salt. Salted already. It's done. When is rova machrech reisha? When it's not salted. So he did it himself. He didn't have some misharis do it for him. The deed is done. What are you doing? The reverse can't understand the right. Question number one, vas tutzach in the right. What's going on here? The right is like, given let's assume that it's an authentic Ravid. We're assuming it's an authentic Ravid. The krichmin zacharais from a bomb kasha of the reverse on the right. Mitzvah bo yosem bibishlucho is irrelevant in this case. When you haven't done anything, mitzvah bo yosem bibishlucho. But if it's done, it's like salting salted fish. Question number two. The Mishnah says, Masachah Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, there's just one line in the Mishnah that I should have copied for you that I didn't, that I'm going to read to you. The Mishnah says in Masachas Shabbos, Osin kol tzorche mila b'shabbos. This is at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Osin kol tzorche mila b'shabbos. You understand that mila on Shabbos is problematic because there are a lot of isurim that are involved in the maisa mila that otherwise, under normal circumstances, are prohibited. There are a lot of actions that go into the Maisa Mila that are Chilul Shabbos, but Mila is Deicha Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Osin kol tzorche Mila b'Shabbos, and then the Mishnah goes on to enumerate what you're supposed to do. Moalin, Porin, Motzitzin, etc. All of the different elements that go into the Maisa Mila are laid out, are described in the Mishnah. Fracti Gemara, bottom of page 2 in the handout. Michdi katani kulhu. Since the Mishnah said, Oisin kol tzorche mila b'shabbos, and the Mishnah goes ahead and lays out exactly what they are. Look at Rashi. Kulhu kol advarim ha'osim lemila mo'alin uporin u'motzitzin. So what's the hakdama of the Mishnah? Oisin kol tzorche mila. What is the kol tzorche mila meisif? If you go ahead and you actually describe exactly what are all of the tzorche mila. What are you adding by the oisin kol tzorche mila? What does that phrase add? Michti katani kulu, says the Gemara. The top of Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the bottom of page 2 in the handout. So if all of them are laid out and mentioned, mo'alim, porin, moitzitzin, etc. So kol tzorche mila la suyema, what does it come to add? And for the Gemara, la suyeh the Tana Rabbana. Ha mol, if a mol is in the middle of doing the Maisa Mila, calls manshehu osek bimila, as long as he's still engaged in the act of Mila, then choser bein al hatzitzin ha ma'akvin es hamila, bein al hatzitzin she'en ma'akvin es hamila. There are certain sinews, a part of the orla that are ma'akev the Mila, and certain sinews that are nice if you remove them, but it's not ma'akev the mila. So if you're in the middle, says the Gemara, of doing the ma'isa mila, then you realize that as you're working, you didn't finish, so then you can continue and do either tzitzin hama'akvin. For sure you have to do tzitzin hama'akvin, because without that, It's not a kashera ma'isa mila, but you can also continue to do sits in she'en ma'ak v'nesa mila. But what happened if piresh? What happened if you're done, you think you finished, and then you realize that you're not finished? So then, al tzitzin ha-ma'ak v'nesa mila chozer, then once you've already stopped, and now you want to start again. So when it comes to tzitzin ha-ma'ak v'nesa mila chozer, you're allowed to start again because it's ma'akiv. Without that, you have not done a ma'isa mila. Al tzitzin she'ein ma'ak v'nesa mila. Once you're piresh, then ein ha-chozer, you don't go back to do. Question is, when is the Gemara talking about? Is the Gemara talking about only on Shabbos? That only on Shabbos, if you're piresh, you're allowed to go back. Only for the tzitzin hama'akvin, because they're ma'akev, and you're allowed to be machal Shabbos for a ma'isa mila, but it's ma'akev. But you're not allowed to go back on tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, because if it's not ma'akev, then you're not allowed to be machal Shabbos, because it's a kosher mila without it. Or do you say it applies even b'chol, even during the week? Even during the week when there's no problem of chil Shabbos, once you're done, you're done. There's no inyan to go back on the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. The tzitzin ma'akvin, you have to go back, because otherwise it's ma'akiv the ma'isa mila. But tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, you would not have to go back. So look at Rashi. Rashi says hamol at the end of the third line of Rashi, hamol b'Shabbos. According to the Rashi Shita, we're talking here about on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if it's piresh, al tzitzin ma'akvin esamila chozer, on Shabbos, you can't go back to be Mechal Shabbos for those less totally irrelevant parts of the Orla. However, Bechol, it would be Mashma, you should go back. Even if it's Piresh, you should go back. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Mila. The top of page 3, the Rambam in Perek Sheini. In Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalet Paskins. Hamol, Perek Sheni, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, top of page 3. Hamol, Kol Zman She'oseg B'Mila, as long as you're in the middle of doing, you're still in the act of Mila, Chozer Bein Al Hatzitzin She'ma'akvin, Bein Al Tzitzin She'en Ma'akvin. I'm not done yet. Once I'm not done yet, so let me finish the job fully. But if Piresh, if I'm done, then Al Tzitzin Hama'akvin Chozer, because they're Ma'akev, Al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, eino chozer. What is the Rambam talking about? Under what circumstances? So l'cha'ora, the Rambam is talking about even b'chol. Because the Rambam in halacha vav, next in halacha vav, osin kol tzarchei mila b'shabbos. Molin, uporin, umotzitzin, v'chozer on Shabbos. Al tzitzin hama'akvin, Afal pishe piresh. On Shabbos, even if it's piresh, you have to go back to do the tzitzin ma'akvin, otherwise you haven't done a mila. But val tzitzin she'en ma'akvin, kol zman shalo piresh. As long as you're not piresh, it's part of the act. You're still going. You're on a roll. You're still doing the ma'isa. But if it's piresh on Shabbos, you're not to go back. But it would appear from the Rambam that b'chol also, in halacha dalid, he doesn't, he's not mechalek between Shabbos and Chol. Halacha Vav is Shabbos, Halacha Dalet is Chol. The Rambam Shita is that even the Chol, if you're Piresh, now you have to start again. There's no point in going back to Tzitzin She'enon Ma'akvin. We saw that Rashi disagreed. Rashi applied this Gemara only in the case of Shabbos, but in the case of Chol in Piresh, you do go back. And the tour, next entry on page 3, that's exactly how the tour paskins. Hamol, the beginning of the middle section on page 3, somebody's doing a ma'isa mila. Kol zman she'mis'aseg b'mila, as long as you're doing the act, chozer b'enal tzitzin ha-ma'akvin b'en al she'enan ma'akvin. But piresh mimena, but if you stopped, eno chozer elo al ha-ma'akvin, ve'ein tzorech lachzor al she'enan ma'akvin. Perish mayri b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, oz chozer al ha-ma'akvin, avol eino chozer al she'enan ma'akvin. If it's not ma'akiv, you run into the problem of chilul Shabbos. Avol b'chol chozer al ha'kol Bein ma'akv and bein she'ein ma'akv. So there's a machloikis rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, and the Tor Paskins like Rashi. So the situation is, it's now a Tuesday, it's a chol, Moel is doing a ma'isa mila, he's done, he finished, and then after he finished, he reminded himself that there were a few little zachalach, a few little parts there that he didn't do, so should he go back and do it? According to the Rambam, even Tuesday, you don't go back, you're done. According to Rashi and the Tor, on Shabbos, you don't go back because it's a problem of Chilul Shabbos, but during the week, you go back. Question number two, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? What is the issue here in this case in the disagreement between Rashi and the Tor on the one hand and Rambam on the other hand? Question number three. Let's go back to the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, a few lines later, at the bottom of page two. A few lines later, the Gemara finds itself in the sugya of Hidur Mitzvah. Desanya, line number five of the wide lines in the middle. Desanya, because we learned Ze Keli V'Anveyu. Pasuk says in Shiras Hayam, Ze Keli V'Anveyu, this is my God, V'Anveyu, and I should beautify him. Question is, what do you mean? How do you beautify the Rabbona Shalolam? It's a category that simply doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? Zekeli ve'anvehu. I will bring noi to the Rabbona Shalom. So what does it mean? It can't mean that I beautify God, but it means it's noi lefonov b'mitzvos, that we should do our mitzvahs with an extra noi, with an extra hidur. For example, asei lefonov sukkah no'o, lulav no'e, shofar no'e, tzitzis no'o. If you everybody want to test somebody if they know diktuk, you're given this line, and you see how they read it. When do they say no'eh, and when do they say no'ah? In the yeshiva, never made a difference. Ugedav and Degemar, no, it sounded all the same. Nobody knew diktuk anyway, it didn't matter. But if you're a stickler, so then when it comes to sukkah, it's no'ah, lulav is no'eh. What are the examples that are given here? It's noy lefan of the mitzvos, sukkah, lulav, shayfer, tzitzis, v'sefer Torah no'eh, uksovbo lishmo b'diyon no'eh, you should have very nice ink, b'kumus no'eh, and a nice quill, b'lav l'aruman, a sefer who knows what he's doing, v'korcho b'shirayin no'eh, and you wrap it around in silk, you do the maisa ha-mitzvah zekeli v'anveyu, you do the maisa ha-mitzvah b'noy, that's how you fulfill this pasuk. Now this text, this formulation appears at least in two other places in rabbinic literature. Let's go back to the bottom of page three. It's a mechilta. The mechilta in Parshas Bishalach on the same pasuk, the pasuk of Zekeli V'Anveyu, it's six lines from the bottom of page three. This is the middle of the mechilta. Zekeli V'Anveyu, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, V'chiyavshar Lehinavoso Lekono. But are you going to make God nicer? Are you going to make God prettier? How can it be? Anvehu, I'm bringing noi to the Rabbona Shalom. Ella, what does it mean? It's noi lefun of the mitzvos. Eser lulav no'eh, sukkah no'eh, tzitzis no'eh, tfila no'eh. The Mechilta adds, we don't have it in the Bavli, he adds tfila no'eh. Now let's look at the Yerushalmi and Peah on the next page. Yerushalmi and Maseches Pei and Perek Rishon, says Yerushalmi, top half of page four, first wide line, Tani, Rabbi Yishmael Zeh, Keli V'Anvehu. V'chiev Shalei La'adam, I'm five lines from the bottom, the first wide line at the top, Yerushalmi and Pei and Perek Rishon. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael Zeh, Keli V'Anvehu, V'chiev Shalei La'adam, L'Navo, says Boro, Ela Anvehu, L'Fanav, B'Mitzvos, Esa L'Fanav, Lulavna, Sukkana, Shefer no, tzitzis noin, tfilin noin. Question number three. Vos tutzach. What's the issue here? It's tfilah. Now, tfilah doesn't mean you shuckle with extra zest. Doesn't mean prayer. It means one tfilin, the singular tfilin, tfilah. So in the Mechilta, it's tfilah. in the Yerushalmi, and I saw this, I'm trying to figure out, what's it? It's just a girsa. Maybe it's just a girsa, but tefillah struck me as a little bit unusual. So I'm trying to figure out, Vostutzach, what's going on here? Neither of them are in the Bavli, in the list in the Bavli. The Mechilta says tefillah. The Yerushalmi says tefillin. What's going on? So I want to go in backwards order. I have three questions. First, question number one was the bomb kasha of the Rivash on the Ravid. How could the Ravid be mechayev the Baal to do a Maisa Kedushin again if she's already mekudeshes al yedei sholiach? You're just singeing a singed, you're salting. Second question is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rashi and the Tur against the Rambam? Whether Bechol, Yechazer, if you're Piresh, on Sitzin, She'enon Ma'akvin. Question number three, Tfilah, Tfilin, what's going on? So let's deal with the third one first. There was a Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos, the bottom of page four. The Rabbeinu Tam says, the sugi here is obviously extremely important, but not relevant now. The sugi here is talking about Shirtut. There's a principle of Shirtu when it comes to a Sefer Torah. So you take the Sefer takes the parchment and doesn't just start writing, but he rules it, he scores it, he lines it, he scratches in lines in order. He has a ruler, and then when he writes, he writes on the line. He's not writing crooked upside down. There's an inyan to do Shirtu, to line. It's not with ink. It's just to create a clear demarcation of where the line is when it comes to a Sefer Torah. Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam, bottom right, page 4. Menachos Lamed Beis Amid Beis Dibra Maschel Ha Moridin. The Sefer Torah Boi Shirtut Mishum Ze Keli V'Anvehu. It's a din. You want to have it nice. You want to have it should be written Mesudar Dik. It shouldn't be crooked and up and down. Aval tefillin de mechusin be'or, lo bo'u shirtut, de lo shayach behu noi. The parshias of the tefillin are not visible. Sefer Torah is visible. You roll it out, you read it, you see it. When it's visible, there's a din in noi. When it's not visible, when it's mechusin be'or, because where are the parshias of the tefillin? They're covered with the batim, you don't see the parshias of the tefillin. You hope the rabbi should be good to you, that there should be batim in there. You trust the person who sells it to you, that he's selling it to you with the batim. You don't generally say, do me a tut meratov, open it up and let me check and make sure that they're batim. You don't see the batim. If you don't see the batim, there's no din in noi. Paskin to Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin at the top of page 5. Perek Aleph Halacha Yudeis, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Shein Kosvin Sefer Torah V'lo Mezuzah, Ella b'shirtut, mezuzah also needs shirtut. Aval tefillin einan tzrichin shirtut lefi shehein mechupin, because they're covered. So apparently mezuzah, separate discussion. We also roll up the mezuzah, we put it into a shadel. Technically speaking, you can have a rolled out mezuzah as long as it's protected. You can see it; it's visible. Sefer Torah for sure is visible. Tefillin are not visible. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam paskin that the din of noi, of hidur, is shayach only when it's visible. Kuntzegein Rab Shlomo HaKoyen of Vilna. It's a wonderful Jew. There were a lot of great Jews that we just don't know, because there were a lot of Jews who we know who may have been greater than they. So they somehow get lost in the shadow. They get lost in the aura of the greatest Sheba great. So Rav Shlomo HaKoyen Mivilna, you may know him from the back of the Gemara. It's the Cheshek Shlomo. If you go in the back, one of the Mefarshim in the pile of the Mefarshim in the back of the standard Vilna Shas is the Cheshek Shlomo. So Rav Shlomo HaKoyen of Vilna actually was responsible and was involved in putting together the Vilna Shas. He was an Avbezdin in Vilna. He died in 1905. He was, postmodern as far as the people that we normally engage. He was very, very highly regarded. I found out that he was an Elter Zeda of Rav Nochum Pertsovitz. When I learned in the Mir in the 60s, Rav Nochum said a very high shir. Rav Nochum was an Edim by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz's Edom, Rabbi Nachum, who said the highest shir in the Mir at that time, was a great-grandson of Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. And he writes, he has a Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, and he has Shail Sechuvah's Binyan Shlomo. And he has a whole Arichas in Shail Sechuvah's Binyan Shlomo. It's called Binyan Hidur B'Tfilin. And he's Mechadesh the following. Ubazeh Zochinu, middle of page 5, ובזה זוכינו לדין חדש. לעניין מה שכוסף בשולחן אורך סימן למד בייז, דאור הבתים מצווה לעשוסו שחור. So we have black, the bottom of the tefillin, the shel yad and the shel rosh, are painted in black. ומבור שם התם בראש בהלס קטנוס, משום דחסיב זה כלי וענווהו. The blackness of the bottom is a halach of זה כלי וענווהו. Ulafima Shakosafti, based on the Arichas that I already began to unpack for you, En Kepeda Zu Rak B'Shel Rosh. If you hold that there is no noi when it's covered, so the Shel Yad is covered. We have a little zachalot that we put on top of the Shel Yad, we put our shirt sleeves over, we put a jacket over, the Shel Yad is covered. So, technically speaking, is Mechadish Rab Shlomo HaKohen da Avezin of Vilna, the Pesach in Vilna at the end of the 19th century, that for a shel yad, you don't need to have it covered. Because noi is a halacha, you don't need to have it in black, because noi is a halacha only when it's visible. The Ramah, however, disagrees. The Ramah quotes a Mordechai at the bottom of page 5, in the Darkei Moshe, in Hilchus Tefillin, Simen Lamed Beis, with the Sifkatan Aleph, it's almost at the bottom of page 5, at the beginning of the line, by the dark emosher of Moshe Yisraelis. The chasaba Mordechai, the mitzvah liyapos ha-mitzvah mi-bachutz le-mare enayim ve-kolshke mi-bifnim. That mi-bifnim, and it's not mi-bachutz, ve-kolshke mi-bifnim, it should be liyapos, it should be nice. Rebbe Beis HaMikdosh mi-penima zahav tohor. There were parts of the Beis HaMikdash that nobody saw. And there was Zohar Tor. Why were there Zohar Tor? Because there's an inyan of Hidur, of Noi, even when it's not visible. So it's a machlokes between, we see the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam on one side, we see the Mordechai quoted by the Ramah on the other side, and the Ramah in Hilchos Tefillin in Simen Lamed Aleph says, and I quote, V'chein mitzvah liyaposan mi bachutz umi bifnim. They hold that there is a mitzvah of Noi also on the inside. So it seems to me, perhaps, and I'm speculating, that maybe that's the issue of the difference of the text between the Mechilta and the Yerushalmi. Does Noi, Zekeli V'Anviu, apply when it's hidden? According to the Mechilta, it does not apply when it's hidden. And therefore, when is there an inyan of Noi, Tfi Lo? Only one. Which one? The Shel Rosh. However, according to the Yerushalmi, who says tefillin plural is an inyan of Noi, because the Yerushalmi would follow the opinion that Noi is relevant whether it's visible, whether it's not visible. So therefore, not only is the Shel Rosh an inyan of Noi, but also the Shel Yad, even though the Shel Yad is not visible. So we have tefillin as opposed to tefillah. Out on a limb, sounds reasonable to me. You'll tell me what you think after this year. Answer question number one, which was question number three. The third question was tefillah, tefillin. Notice none of them are in our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't have either of them. But my interest was piqued by the nusach of tefillah as opposed to tefillin, and I found the Yerushalmi Taka has tefillin. So maybe the issue is it shayach also? Is it relevant to the shel yad? What's the issue? The issue is the Shel Yad is Mechusa. So, just like the Tosfos says that the cloth of the Parshiyos of Tefillin don't need shear to it because it's covered, and the Rambam Paskins like that, and just like Rav Shlomo HaKohen says that maybe the din of black bottom does not apply for a Shel Yad because it's covered, so maybe it's only one and not two. Now let's go to the second question. The second question was, what's the issue whether b'chol are you chozer if you're piresh for tzitzin she'eino ma'akvin? So I just want to clarify again what the issue is. So now it's a midweek, and the mile finished the job. And then the mile realizes that there are still parts of the orla that he didn't 100% do, but it's okay. The child is considered to be nimol, it's okay. Should he now go back and conclude by cutting off those parts of the orla as well? So there's a machlekes that we saw. According to the Rambam, you don't go back. According to the Tur, you do go back. What is the issue? So here there's a very famous Beis Halevi. It's a very geshmaka Beis Halevi in Chedek Beis Simen Mem Zayin, Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi on the top of page 6, in the first paragraph, quotes the Tur, and the Tur says that b'chol yerchozer if they're not ma'akev, and the Rambam Shita is that even b'chol if tzitzin she'eno ma'akven, if you're piresh, you're not chozer, what's the issue? V'anil b'dayte shel Rambam. We're now about a third of the way down on the top right of page 6. So it's a three-page Beis Halevi. It's a very geshmak Beis Halevi, but I want to zero in on the ikker that is relevant for us. Well, maybe Lach Breisa D'Tanya, 4 lines in from the next session. Why do we choose an example of sukkah when it comes to noi? Well, maybe Lach Breisa D'Tanya say lefana of sukkah noi. The ma dimyon hu zeh lezeh. What is mila? What is the relationship between mila and sukkah? To be shlomo b'sukkah v'lulav kisha osa osa na'a ika be'eis kiyum shel ha-mitzvah v'anvehu. What does it mean? I have a nice lulav. I have a nice sukkah. So when I'm doing the maisa ha-mitzvah of lulav and sukkah, I'm doing it with a nice object. I'm doing it with a mehudir dika noi object. Then v'shayach shaper lomar the kiyumo shel ha-mitzvah tzorech lihiyos ba'ofen hayoser na'a u'mehudar. I have to do it in a way that's nice. I'm doing the mitzvah. B'shas, the maisa mitzvah, it should be done behidur. Masha enken gabi mila, but in this case, me'acha shekvar mol, upiresh yado mimenu, I'm done. I did the maisa mila. And the maisa mila that I did is 100% legitimate. Harekvar nigmara maisa shel ha-mitzvah legamre. I'm finished with the maisa ha-mitzvah. I did what I had to do in order for this mila to be a legitimate mila. He's done. Now what does he want to do? Now he wants to start again. Now he wants to go back. Why does he want to go back? Because there's a hebrew, there's a noi also to do those parts of it as well. But here, hare yisnae below kiyom mitzvah. When I go back, I'm not doing a mitzvah anymore. Hidur has to be at the time of the mitzvah. When I do the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah has to be done by hidur. But here, there is no maisa ha-mitzvah. The hidur is hanging independent of the maisa ha-mitzvah. I'm done with the maisa ha-mitzvah. Now I have a hidur for the tzitzin she'eino ma'akven. But to just stam go and do hidur that is separated from, that is not related to, that is not linked to a maisa hamitzvah, does it make any sense? You stam hanging doing a maisa hidur. Hidur makes sense, says the Beis Halevi and the Rambam, only when you're doing the maisa hamitzvah the hidur. But if you're not doing a maisa mitzvah, you're just doing a hidur, the maisa mitzvah is completed already. That doesn't make any sense according to the Rambam. Bishloma kodem shesilek yodov. If it's not piresh, if the mayel is still in the middle of doing the job, to have a hakol maisa achas, it's still the maisa mitzvah. There, shaper mechuyev lachtoch gamosan she'ein ma'akven. Kedei sheyetze maisa mitzvah mehuderes. You want to do a hider, you're in the middle of doing it, you want to do it be hider, you're in the middle of doing a maisa mitzvah. Aval achashepiresh, but once you're done, dikvar ein kanshum mitzvah midaraisa. There is no longer any mitzvah. The mitzvah has already been completed, finished, wrapped up in a bow, tied up, done, dispatched. You're finished. And came bame yisnoi acharkach. The hidur mitzvah, below mitzvah, Lo shamanu, we never heard of such a thing. To do a hidur mitzvah, divorced from, unrelated to, not locked in to a ma'aseh mitzvah, and he gives a mashal. V'zeh kama nistapati. For a long time I wondered. Here's the tzushtel. B'misha nata lulav kosher b'yam tev shel sukkos. You go to the store, you spend the $50 on a lulav, kosher a lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. And then, afterwards, God was good to you, and arang you fall in, v'chakach nizdamen lo lulav yosena. Now I have $100, I have a dairy, I have the hidurim with the plastic, with the gorgeous, gorgeous, mamish, meridig, $125 lulav. So what am I supposed to do? Yesh alav chiev likachano. I should take a nanah, it's a hidur mitzvah. The yesh loma, what are you talking about? Doesn't make any sense at all. The afagaf de bitchila, if at the beginning you had a $50 lulav and you had a fancy dairy lulav, so you go for the dairy lulav, you go for the lulav. Di bitchilam hayu lefanav shneim biyachad, hayu mechuyev litol hana. Aval ato shekvar notal viyotzobo. The ain olav chiyav shalom mitzvah, the chiyav shalom mitzvah has already been concluded. And came the mayis noazeh below mitzvah. When you take the fancier, the nicer lulav, all you're doing is a hidur act. But it's not associated with the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is completed. When during the week you want to be chayzer, if you're pirei, shatzitz and shema atzin, you're doing a hidur. But it's dangling alone in the luft. It's not anchored in the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is completed. Azoy zok the Beis HaLevi in the Rambam. So what do we do with the Torah? The Torah says you do go back. How do you understand the Torah? Top left. Ubedas ha-tur de svirle de bechol tzarech lachzor. Af al gafda al korcha chav haschola achrita. You're done. You're not doing a hidur on a ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah has been completed. No. Hanir de svirle, next line. The mitzvahs milo nimsheches al ha'odom kol yemechai. There still is a mitzvah of milah. The tzvei dinim in the mitzvah of milah. Then number one is to do the ma'aseh milah. The second one is there's a mitzvah of milah to bu'ul. So therefore now, when, according to the Torah, even if you're pirish and it's during the week, you want to go back for tzitzin shema akvin, it is somehow mesyaches. The ma'aseh of milah, of tzitzin shema akvin, is somehow mesyaches still to the mitzvah of milah. Continue. Svir le lahatur, five lines now. The mulvad the maisa atzma shel hamila. The hainu chatichas orlo to have a mitzvah. Od zos nimsheches hiliola. The svir le the hamitzvah haval yisrael sheyun molin. And therefore, mishum hachi svir le lahatur, three lines later. The afagaf the piresh hava haschala charita. Mikom makom shayach isno al front of the mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi says, fascinating. You're 100% right. You cannot have. It is incomprehensible to have a ma'aseh hidur unrelated to a ma'aseh mitzvah. I agree with you. Astama zay to dimahadar doesn't make any sense. You have to do the hidur as a chelek from the ma'aseh mitzvah. What's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah? They both agree. The question is, what's the ma'aseh mitzvah? According to the Rambam, says the Beis HaLevi, it's the ma'aseh milah. Once you're done in Piresh, you're done. Now you want to do a hidur, except the ma'aseh. The Torah would hold, no, there's another consideration when it comes to milah, and that is not the ma'aseh, but it's the lios nomu. He calls it here a mitzvah nimsheches. So there's a chalais connection between the hidur and the mitzvah. The hidur is still connected to the mitzvah because the mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. It's not dangling out. Mitzvah done, wrapped up, bow, dispatched. It's ongoing. So the hidur is connected to this aspect of the mitzvah. Azoy zokt the Beis HaLevi to explain the machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah. Which brings me now from the Zayda to the Einikel. We go from the Beis HaLevi to Rav Velvel. Probably the most famous Rav Velvel in all of the Rav Velvels deals with this issue. And I want to show you how it extends from the Beis HaLevi. And I'm going to ask you, whether he actually agrees with the Zayda. So the Beis Halevi was the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi had a son whose name was Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim had a son whose name was the Griz, whose name was Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, was the father of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik. And he had a son, the Griz, Reb Yitzchak Ze'ev Halevi Soloveitchik. So you have Reb Yosef Dov, and you have him, and you have Reb Yitzchak Ze'ev. So the Einikel is now working off of the Zayda. The issue that he addresses is the issue of Ner Chanukah. The Rambam paskens, the bottom of page 6, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, bottom of page 6, Kamineros Umadlik B'Chanukah. So, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, in Shabbos, there are different levels. There's the simple, the straight Halacha Mitzvah, and then there's Mahadrin, then there's Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. So the Rambam, let's go straight to the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, which is the what we do. And the Rambam points out that there are two variables to determine how many candles are lit on any given night. Number one, variable number one is which night it is. Variable number two is how many people are in the house at any given time. So it's a multiple of two variables. So therefore the Rambam says, V'hamahader, line number 5, Yoser, V'osa mitzvah namufchor, Madlik ner l'chol echad b'layla harishon, U'mosif v'holich b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. One person lights the number of candles representing the multiple between the number of nights times the number of people. Ketzad. This is one of the most just like spoon-fed Rambams. It's, you know, there are times when you break your head to try to understand a Rambam, and then you come to a Rambam like this, you like kiss the Rambam. It's like he just lays it right out for you. Ketzad. Haresha hayu anchei habayis asara. So if you have 10 people in the house, b'layla harishon madlik, asara neros, u'b'leil sheni, esrim, u'b'leil shlishi, shloshim. Thank you. I don't have to take off my shoes and socks. I need a calculator. You know, achenimtza madlik b'leil shmini shmonim neros. Who lights? According to the Rambam, one person lights. One person lights for everybody. The Rama disagrees. Top of the next page. The Rama agrees with the Rambam. Keneged Tosis, the Mechaber here paskens like Tosis. The Rama agrees with the Rambam that the number of candles lit is the product of a multiple between the number of nights and the number of people. But what the Rama says, Kamaneros Madlik, V'yesh Omrim, fourth line, I think it's underlined, the Chol Echad Mibnei Abayis Yad. Everybody lights. I light my six on the sixth night, and you light your six. We're all sitting there, and then the problem is, how are you going to know what night it is? So we have an arrangement. Everybody has their own Chanukiah. It's separate. It's cut off. Everybody is in a separate category. Everybody lights for themselves. Machlekes, Rambam, and the Rama both agree that the number of, you're going to walk by my house, you're going to see 80 candles on the last night. Who lit the 80 candles? According to the Rambam, one person lit the 80 candles. According to the Rama, 10 people lit the 80 candles. Says the Griz, Reb Velvel, in the Chidushei HaGriz, Chidushei Moron Riz HaLevi on the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and he quotes the Rama. V'asher Yireh, page 7 at the bottom on the right side, second column, Lomar B'Yisod Pliktusam. The Inei HaRambam in Perek Beis Mehilchas Milah, he tzushtels the Machlekes of Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin when it comes to Piresh on a whole day, the Machlekes Rambam and the Rama and Rashi in the tour. He applies that issue to this issue. What was the issue over there that we saw? The issue over there we saw is that what's the Rambam's opinion? That the Maise Hidur can only be Chal when you do the Maise Mitzvah. You can't do a Maise Hidur separate from the Maise Mitzvah. So therefore the Rambam says one person has to light. Why can't everybody light? Because once one person lit, then I already. What am I doing? I want to light because I want to light. Because it's nicer if I light. But at that point already, I'm not doing
a mitzvah, because the mitzvah was already done. Somebody else lit. Somebody else lit in my house. They're motzi me. So I paid them. I didn't pay them. I'm part of the family. I'm not, but whatever it is, one person lights. I'm yotze. Now I want to light. I'm sorry. Very sweet. Very nice. But it's only a hiddur dangling separate from a maisa mitzvah. However, what do we do with the other opinion? Why does the Rama say that each person lights? And here it gets a little dicey in Rav Velvel, and I just want to read it to you, and you'll draw your own conclusions. If you look at the bottom left, all the way at the bottom left, what about, so we understand the Rambam's opinion, that if I light, and somebody else lights, and somebody else lights, and somebody else, there are 10 people lighting, it's only an act of a hidur. It's not an act of a mitzvah, because the mitzvah has already been done before for me. V'hine Yayin Sham, 6-7 lines from the bottom left of page 7. You'll work through the Rav Velvel if you're interested on your own. It's a very gishmaka Rav Velvel. V'hine Yayin Sham b'shulchan arach yiradei and some divrei amosham shepasak. The b'chol gavnei, tzorech lachzor al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, af im kvar pireish v'sileik yodov mehamila. So the Ramah, the tour, Rashi says that the Gemara is only on Shabbos. But during the week, you go back, even if you're Piresh, Fitzitz and Shein Ma'akvin. Vanukadas Rashi Vahatur. The Kol Hachiluka, Bein Piresh, Ubein Lo Piresh, Urakle Inyan, Im Nitne Shabbos, Litchos Alze. Avale Inyan Iker Hamitzvah, Ein Chiluk. Vigambe Piresh, Iker Hidur Mitzvah Al Hatzitzin. Even if you're Piresh, there is Hidur Mitzvah on the Tzitzin. Valkein Shaper Mefaresh LeDivrei HaGemara Dener L'Chol Echad V'Echad DePerushohu DeChol Echad B'Fnei Atzmo Madlik DeGam BeOfen Ze Havi BeChlal Hidur Mitzvah LeDide. What does he mean? Why is there Hidur Mitzvah in this case? How did the Zayda, how was the Zayda Masbir that opinion in the case of Tzitzin Sheim Akvin Bechol and Piresh? Because there's an ongoing chalois of a mitzvah nimsheches. So memela, the maise hidur could be mesiaches to the maise mitzvah, because it's an ongoing maise mitzvah. What about here? What about here? What does he mean? What does Rav Velvel mean? Why should the Ramah say that the gamba eifin ze have a bechlal hidur mitzvah ledide? Now, when I was reviewing this again and again and again, I realized that regretfully I cut off Rav Velvel one paragraph too soon. Because if you look at the next paragraph, it's not on your sheets. I'll just read to you one line and it's still not clear. I really apologize. I thought I had the whole shtickle and I cut it off early. Here's, I'm going to read to you the Rama. So just try to follow carefully. I'll read it slowly. Uladas ha-Rama, this is in the next paragraph, because I was stymied by this. Does he mean to say that it's okay, Taka, to have Hidur separate from a Maisa Mitzvah? Is he prepared to go further than the Zayda? The Zayda said everybody agrees that a Hidur has to be associated with a Maisa Mitzvah. The machlek is between the Rambam and Rashi and the Tur, and the Rama is, what's the Maisa Mitzvah? For the Rambam, it's the Maisa Mila, so it's done. So therefore, if you want to be Choser, if you're Pirish on Tzitzin She'en Ma'akfen B'chol, it's only Hidur. It's not rooted in a Maisa Mitzvah. According to the Tur, it is rooted in a Maisa Mitzvah, because it's a Mitzvah Nimsheches. But they both agree on the principle that a Hidur can't just be a Zoyin Develt around a Hidur. It has to be rooted in a Maisa Mitzvah. Are you telling me now that according to Rav Velvel, in the case of Hanukkah, where I was Mekayim the Mitzvah and somebody else lit, and all I'm doing is a Hidur, that it's okay? Why is it okay? L'shitas the Zayda, where's the Nimsheches? Is it because it's lit, it's being lit, it's Pisumenisa? I don't know, maybe, is he prepared to say, and I'm asking, is he prepared to say that maybe he disagrees with the whole fundamental principle, and that you could do a Maisi Hidur, there's a Chalois Inyan in a Maisi Hidur, even if it's not Mesiaches to a Maisa Mitzvah. And then in the next paragraph, he says something that is unclear. Uladas Harama, Hamahadrin Kol Echad Ve'Echad Madlik Bifnei Atzmo, Beneros Misuyamin, Vahadlaka Miyuchada. According to the Rama, everybody lights. Here comes the line. The Einan Yotzin Benero Shel Bal Habayis, Vezehu Hahidur Shebazeh. That they're not Yotze. The Bal Habayis lights. I'm standing there. I'm not Yotze. That raises a whole interesting question that's not for now, and that's, how does that work out? Is it because I have Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis? Do I have to have Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis? Mechatesa, I should be Yotze with somebody else. Is it a mitzvah shebeguf? Is it not? It opens up a whole conversation. So from this line, the Einon Yotzin B'nei Shabbal Abayis, that he agrees with the principle of the Zayda, that you have to have Hidur rooted in a Maisa Mitzvah. And it in fact is a Maisa Mitzvah because I have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah when somebody else did it. What? Otherwise, how could you say a bracha? Right. So otherwise, how could you say a bracha? So how does it work? So how does it taka work? I make a bracha, and I'm not yotze with somebody else. And what is the shita of the Rambam? The shita of the Rambam is that if I were to light, then I would not be allowed to light because my mitzvah was already fulfilled by the Bal Habayis. So then that requires a hesbah. Yeah, I know. Maybe there is. Maybe, but Rav Velvel doesn't at all. He says go ayin de zeda, ayin beis halevi. But he doesn't use that as a chilek. He doesn't make that nafki. I was thinking of that, but I don't know for sure. Ochanan, what do you?
I was going to say that if one guy likes one thing, and then he gets more things, the first guy deals with this, he cannot like.
Yes, if you were Makai.
But the second guy, right, who's going to light his one, gets right, his candles now. Now he can light a lamp.
Yeah.
Because he is, so what I'm saying.
So according to the Rambam too, I understand.
That's only docked his guy.
Yeah, I understand. Because the first guy, once he lit, and now he's done, and now it's like the Beis Halevi,
right,
with the lulav.
Right.
I understand that. But how does it work? I'm still trying to figure out exactly. How does it work according to Rav Velvel? What's the Rambam Shita on this issue? Because now we're moving into a separate territory. Now we're moving beyond the specifics of the Hidur conversation.
One of the things, the lulav issue,
yes,
is that we know that the Doros Rishon used to carry around all day.
Yes.
So why, if there is some connection to that, why can't I do the Hidur?
Yeah, so Lishitas, the Beis Halevi, that is a mitzvah nimshaches. So he says that about lulav in the Shita of the Rambam. In other words, he's not saying it for himself. Could be he agrees, could be he disagrees, I don't know. But it's a very interesting chab. Let me wrap up. Question number one. We're left dangling, Nebuch, with the Ravosh on the Ravid. And if I have not succeeded in being convincing till now, this is going to be even more problematic.
How do you make a sukkah?
I don't know. You tell me.
If you start one day, you can do the second day, it's not knowing mitzvah anymore. I mean,
So maybe so every time you mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, you make a bleishev basukkah, you're doing it in a no sukkah. You're doing it in a view. You mekayim the mitzvah behidur. Asher kiddushar b'mitzvah leishev basukkah mehudaras. That's a kiyum of hidur b'shas maisa mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. What was the question? Final question. The Ravid. Here's a guy made a shaliach. The shaliach did the job. Beautiful as mekadesh and isha. Isha shows up. They want to get married. Zot the Ravid, Rav Vidal Ephraim quotes the Ravid. You have to do it again. Mitzvah bo, yosem mi bishluch. Schreit gewalt de rivash. What are you talking about? Mitzvah bo, yosem mi bishluch. Mitzvah bo, yosem mi bishluch applies when you're ready to do it. It's better you do it. But if it's done already, you're being megala that the maisa kedusha al yedei shaliach was incorrect and nobody can be do a maisa kedusha. It's crazy. We know the halach is you can do it. You're salting salted fish. So perhaps, there is a way to understand this Ravid with the Beis Halevi's understanding of the Tours Shita in the context of if you're Piresh, Bechol, Fetzitzin, She'ein, Ma'achven. How did the Beis Halevi Masbir, how was he Masbir the tour? Mitzvah Nimshachas. I mean, it's an amazing concept. That it's an ongoing mitzvah. We're walking mitzvah people. Mitzvah Nimshachas. So, maybe, if mitzvah bo yosem bibishlucha, why is mitzvah bo yosem bibishlucha? So I was thinking maybe mitzvah bo yosem bibishlucha because it's a hidur. It's b'tayras hidur. It's better for me to do it. I'm a kind of mitzvah if the shaliach does it. But mitzvah bo yosem bibishlucha. So maybe there's a kind of a mitzvah nimsheches in the Maisa Kedushin. So the ice is now getting thinner. But I'm going to ask you to bear with me, and you'll tell me what you think. So first, I found the Beis Yosef, and now on page 8. I found the Beis Yosef in Evan HaEzer Simen Lamed Hay. It's on the top part of page 8, on the left side where the little carrot is. He quotes a Ma'arik, 6 lines from the bottom. The Halakha Beis Yosef. Kosav Ma'arik, towards the beginning of the line, 6 lines from the bottom left, first part of handout, page 8. Kosav Ma'arik b'simin tafayin aleph, kosav b'sefer tashbeitz, adam shekidesh arusoso al yedei sholiach, ein lo lekacho acharkach al yedei atzmo, shelo lahotzi laz al kidushin al yedei sholiach, sheyisberu ha'olam she'enam kidushin. The Rivash, you don't do it again. It's you're being mitzi laz on the kedushin of the shaliach. V'higia reish pei al zeh, and I don't know who reish pei is. So the reish pei has a hagah on the either on the tashbeitz or on the maharik. Mihu, listen to this reish pei. Mihu hecha de kedushin harishonim hayu below minyan. Yochol lekadesh pamacheres b'shas nisuin, kedei levarech birchas erison be'asar. There's some unfinished business here. That's my takeaway from this hagah of the reish pei on either the tashbeitz or the maharik cited in the Beis Yosef. That there is an inyan. There is something's going on here that you can do it again. You're not done yet. Stronger, the Me'iri, the bottom of page 8. The Me'iri says much more stronger, aligned with the Beis Halevi's Lumdis in the tour by Mila. Ule'inyin bracha. This is the beginning of the second parak. Ha'ish mekadesh, bo b'shlucho, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Ule'inyin bracha, kosvu gedoy le'am achabrin. Shekolo mekadesh, hen al yedei atzmo, hen al yedei sholiach, tzorech levarech kodem hakidushin. Tzorech levarech kodem hakidushin. V'im kidesh v'lo birech, lo yivarech achar kein, demai dehava. You should make a bracha before the ma'is kedushin, you didn't stop ma'akeh. U'mikol mokom k'tzaz ga'onim kasvu, she'en sholiach mevarech. If you send a sholiach to be mekadesh anisha, the sholiach would not make the bracha. Listen to this. V'afo pi she'sholiach shel truma is mevarech. Here's the language. Because bezu, by truma, hare nigmara ha-mitzvah al yado. We're done. The maisa mitzvah is completed. Avol bekedushin lo nigmara ad kenisa l'chupa. It's a mitzvah. What's my language now that I'm trying to... It's a mitzvah nimsheches. Something. It's not done yet. It's a mitzvah nimsheches. It's a mitzvah nimsheches. So maybe the... the Ravid is a peladic Ravid. I'm just trying to crawl out a shtickle from this Ravid. Maybe the Maisa Kedushin that the Baal makes a second time is not just salting salted. It's not finished being salted yet. It's still being Nimshach. My son-in-law Corey Tarzik, Zol Gesund Sein, brought to my attention page 9, a Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Ishus and a Ran and Ksubis. the same mahalach. Look at the top of page 9. In Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, in the Kesef Mishnah, all the way at the bottom, three lines on the bottom. Kosevar Rabbi Avram ben Oshel Rabbeinu. Kesef Mishnah quotes Rabbi Avram ben Oshel Rambam, middle of the next line. Shebeminyan HaMitzvos, Betchilas HaHalacha, his father, the Rambam, when he lists, you know, in the Mishnah Torah, before every halacha, he gives you a list of which mitzvahs are going to be included in these halachas. Omar, the Rambam wrote, Shehamitzvah Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. Velo Omar, the Rambam did not use the Nusach, the Lashon, Lekadesh Isha, Mitzvah Lekadesh Isha. What did he say? It's a mitzvah Lisa Isha, to marry a woman, Duba Ubikidushin. Vizesh Omar Vilikuchin Elu Mitzvah Sase, when we talk about the Maisa Kedushin as being a mitzvah saseh, lefi shehi tchilas mitzvahs hanisuin. The Kedushin is only the haschola of the mitzvah, aval erisin below nisuin, vadai lo hishlim hamitzvah adayin. The mitzvah, what's the language? It's a mitzvah nimsheches. The mitzvah's not over yet. There's no mitzvah l'kadesh isha, and then you're done. You're mekayim the mitzvah. It's a hascholas ha-mitzvah. As long as there's no erisin, lo hishlim ha-mitzvah adayin. Look at the Ran and Ksubis. Fourth line, va'od. Frek the Ran, the Heilige Ran and Ksubis. This is in the sugya, the Sheva Bracha sugya, daf Zayin Amid Beis, in Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara talks about the nusach for the Sheva Bracha that we say. Frekt, you see at the top, also lano eso arusos, it's in the sugi of the Shevabachas. Fourth line down. V'od lama ein mevarchim b'matbeya kotzer, asher kedushanu ala kedushin. Before the ma'isa kedushin, you should say, v'och v'ashem ha'kenem al ha'olam, asher kedushanu mezozer tzivonu ala kedushin. K'shev shem mevarchim al kol ha'mitzvos b'matbeya kotzer. Asher kedushanu mezozer tzivonu al ha'milo. Asher kedushanu mezozer tzivonu ala shchito. What say, Frank Duran, Shekhisham Zazit Zivanu, Al Kedushin. Yesh Lomar. Devadai ein bracha zu birchas hamitzvah mamish. It's not a birchas hamitzvah mamish. She efshe levarech kifi masha ro'oi be birchas hamitzvah. You can't make a bracha on Kedushin, like you make a bracha on shchita, like you make a bracha on mila. She ein levarech b'sha'as kiddushin, asher kiddushan v'tzivan ala kiddushin, mishum de'ein mevorchin al mitzvah she'ein asiyosa gemar melachta. Ki ha da'akate mechsera mesira l'chupa. It's not done yet. So if you put together maybe the Beis Yosef with the Reish Pei, Zolahab ma'lichtin ganeidin, I wish I knew who he was, I could have proper covered for him, but I'm trying to have covered even if I don't know who he is. And you put together the Me'iri at the beginning of the second parak, and you put together Rav Avram ben Oshel Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Ishus, and you put together the Ran on Daf Zayin Amid Beis Maseches Ksubis, you come up with some kind of an epis that says that maybe Kedushin is also a mitzvah nimsheches. And we saw in the Beis HaLevi that if it's a mitzvah nimsheches, then Hidur could be chal on something. You're right. Aifu, you can't just stam have Hidur. Hidur has to be rooted in a Maisa Mitzvah. But there is an ongoing Maisa Mitzvah that it's rooted in. And maybe the Hidur of Mitzvah Bo Yosem Ibishluchu is not as outlandish as it would still appear to be. The Rivash still appears to be quite justified. Maybe it's not quite as outlandish if you can posit that the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kedushin itself is also a mitzvah nimshachas. I want to conclude with the last Rambam in Seder Avoda in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach. It's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam concludes all of the 14 books of the Rambam of the Mishnah Torah with a flourish. It is a little musar, a little poetry. He doesn't just end it. He sort of wraps it up in a nice, very nice formulation. So Yisurim Mizbeach is the last of the halachas in Sefer Avoda of the Rambam. Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. Sheharotze Lezakos Atzmo. second line in Halacha Yud Aleph. He now is moving out of the specifics that he's been talking about here about the various korbanos. She'arotza lezakos atzmo, if somebody wants to get tzchusim, yachof yitzro hara, he should subjugate his yitzahara, v'yarchiv yado, v'yavi korbano min hayofe, hamashubach biyoser, sheba'oso hamin, sheyavi mimenu. That if you want to get tzchusim, you know, go all the way. Get a nice carbon. Get the nicest. Min hayafeh hameshubach biyoser sheba oso hamin. Hare nema betora vehevel hevi gamhu mi bechoros tzono umeichel behen vayisha Hashem el hevel ve'el menchas. Why did Hashem respond to hevel this coming Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis? Because he brought me bechoros tzono umeichel vehen, he brought the best. V'hu adin, firtais the Rambam, and I want to conclude. B'chol davar, shehu l'shem hakel hatov, sheyihiye min hanoev hatov. Whatever we do for the sake of the good God, l'shem hakel hatov, sheyihiye min hanoev, it should be the most attractive, and it should be the best. In bono beis tefila, yihiye noem beis yeshivaso. Heichel Rav, if you want to give tzedakah and you want to feed the people who are hungry, Yachel min hatov v'hamosok shebeshulchano. Don't just throw him a bone, but, you know, a zaftiga, something nice. Kisrom, if you want to clothe the people who don't have clothing, Yechasa min hayofa shebechsuso. You should do, not just be yaitze, but you should do the best. Hikdish dover, Yakdish min hayofa shebenachasav. V'chein hu omer, the pasuk says in the third parak in Vayikra, kol chelev l'Hashem, all the best parts, the choicest parts, we should give to Hashem. So Hidur is important for us. We really care about the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like in other relationships, you know, you care about a spouse. So you're not yotzei with just a yotzei design, some kind of a birthday present. But it's a davar behudra. The Hidur reflects the relationship, reflects the respect, reflects the love, reflects the connection. So Hidur Mitzvah is central for us. And I have a bias, actually. I think that Hidur Mitzvah should apply even when it's hidden. Actually, I don't understand the shita we saw before. Tefillah, tefillin. So what if it's hidden? So you can't see it, so therefore I have no chiyuv on Hidur? I'm doing a mitzvah. I should have a beautiful black shachar on my shalyad also. I should have shir tut on the tefillin too. A hidur is for me, but the God needs my hidur. It's my expression of my ahava and my respect and my connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So hidur central, and whether it's locked into a maisa mitzvah, whether it's separate from a maisa mitzvah, it's an important way for us to live our lives. I wish all of you a good mayid and a freiluch and yom tiv coming up tomorrow evening.
No, thank you.
I have a very simple explanation for. Oh.